Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Dave Person has been working with the wolves and deer of Prince of Wales Island since 1992. Logging has changed the landscape, and Person is studying how the altered habitat is affecting deer and the wolves that feed on them. He's also looking at the bigger picture, how habitat changes affect the mix of deer, wolves, bears, and human hunters on the island. Person is studying how pockets of old-growth forests function as reserves of biodiversity, reserves that produce wildlife for the surrounding less productive regions. One aspect of this is the reproductive rate of wolves. If a reserve is to be viable for wolves, reproduction must exceed mortality. It's important to know how many wolf pups are being born. To better understand this, Person and his fellow researchers have been crawling into wolf dens to count the puppies.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I see six, yep. Squirming around. Yeah.
An infrared camera on a 20-foot-long flexible shaft is a valuable tool, but some dens are 40 to 60 feet deep. That requires wiggling into the dens to position the video probe.
Can I put the probe down for a sec?
The wolf pack is structured around one breeding pair. The adults nervously circle the den while the scientists are working, but go back to business as usual once the researchers are gone. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Let's keep it right there. Hold it right there. Oh.